This is Good News Hour, the program wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning the happy God. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. Now we want to have a little further thought along the line of election and the Trinity as seen in election. You will perhaps remember that we called your attention to a verse in the first epistle of Peter, and I'm going to look at it in a little more detail today as we trace that subject a little further. That is 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace be multiplied." Now, if you have read the verse before, or even if you just listened to the reading of it today, you are convinced in your mind that we have before us the Trinity, and the very first word that meets our gaze in that verse is elect, election or choosing. That's really actually what it means, to be chosen, to be chosen. And then, of course, if you want to look at it a little further, and we expect to, now all three are actively engaged and in harmony in the selecting or the electing of a sinner dead in trespasses and dead in sins. And so we have brought before us, first of all, according to, or as he says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, it wasn't an afterthought with him. It wasn't something that just occurred, you know, after our Lord had come into this world, having been sent by God and rejected by His own. Then He turns to the Gentiles and proceeds to carry out another program. No, no. But Elect according to the foreknowledge of God. Now I would say that election originated in the heart of our God. And of course God in turn was moved to send His Son. But there's something I want to say here that we did not point out. Through sanctification of the Spirit. Now listen. There never has been, there never could be a soul reached and saved for eternity apart from the work of the Holy Spirit of God. If you go back to the very first book in the Bible, and we have the Trinity brought before us there too, but we read that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And so the Trinity there are seen in bringing light out of the darkness. And of course, it's just a picture of a sinner that's reached and saved by the grace of God. Now, I do not know how far back. You can go back into the ages past as far as you like, but I wouldn't know how far. But of this I'm sure, we who are reached and saved by the grace of God were chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Now, listen. God the Father was moved to send His Son. And in the end of this verse, and I think it's very striking, you see, there's perfect agreement. It says, through sanctification of the Spirit. Now, what the Spirit does is works in harmony with God, in harmony with the Father, and in perfect harmony with the Son. And the business, the work, I say it reverently, of the Holy Spirit of God in election is to cause men and women to be obedient. Now listen, I'm not saying obedient to baptism. No, for that is not the thought here. Not obedient to merely changing one's ways or turning over a new leaf, but obedience to the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now look, this necessitated, first of all, the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this was most certainly not an afterthought in the mind of our God, nor in the thoughts of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. He came and offered up Himself a sacrifice to God. His blood was spilt. His blood was poured out to make reconciliation for guilt and for sin. And so now for 1900 years, in other words, ever since Calvary, and soon thereafter, our Lord Jesus Christ, you recall, ascended back to God the Father, and He's seated with the Father upon the Father's throne. And 50 days later, that is, I mean, 50 days from the time our Lord Jesus Christ rose again, He was here 40 days, went back to heaven. 10 days later, the word Penta, as you know, means 50. The Spirit of God came into the world and baptized all believers into the one body. But then He has a work, you see, in the world. And His work in the world is not only to convict men and women of guilt and of sin. You see, merely to cause a man to see that he's a sinner, to see that he's lost, to see that he's helpless and hopeless and can never go to heaven with his sins upon him, that would never effect that precious truth of election. You know, there's only one thing that can make election good in the soul, and that is the work of the Spirit of God, and through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, I think that's infinitely precious, don't you? And it's so simple, and yet, you know, it's all so sublime. And I further want to tell you that I don't think another soul would ever be saved. In fact, I'm sure of that. Another soul would never be saved if the Spirit of God were to cease to deal with, to strive with men and women, to convict them about their guilt and about their sins. Now, I take it that there's a passage in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that says, "Only he who now letteth or hindereth will hinder till he be taken out of the way." And I would take that to mean the Holy Spirit of God will be taken away at the rapture of the church. And oh, you can think of the corruption that will follow then. But meantime, now let's get back to this. Meantime, the Holy Spirit of God is seeking to cause exercise and stir to make you anxious, to make you want to be saved, and then He wants you to be obedient to the sprinkling of blood, the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I think I should make another point clear too, and that is the ones to whom this letter is addressed, and we read it to you the other day. It says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus and Galatia, and so on. Now, they were perfectly familiar with the language that Peter, by the Spirit of God, employed here when he spoke of sanctification. And, of course, that word, and by the way, I mustn't forget this, that sanctification, contrary to the teaching of a great many folk, doesn't in this particular instance follow conversion. It precedes conversion to God. And sometimes people have said to us, have you received the Spirit of God since your conversion? And of course we have to say to them, when a man accepts Christ, he has all, everything in Christ. You see, the moment you accept Christ, you're born of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God makes good that work in your soul the minute you put faith in the precious blood. And so coming back quickly to the thought now, it preceded their conversion. They were made obedient to sprinkle the blood on the side posts and the upper lintel of the houses where they were. And of course today, at the present time, what really it sets forth in pictures is every man and woman who hears about the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus, the all-sufficient sacrifice of the Son of God, that His blood was shed, that man or that woman who is a convicted soul is cut out or separated, as it were. And he exercises faith in the precious blood of Christ as that which first satisfied God, that which satisfies our Lord Jesus Christ. And that soul who puts his faith in that precious blood is one that's spoken of here as elect or chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a precious and what a simple story. You know, you sometimes think of election as a most profound truth, something that people can scarcely understand, but it's the simplest possible truth. And so election is according to God's foreknowledge. And it is further, not only according to God's foreknowledge, but it's through sanctification of the Spirit. The Spirit separates that man or that woman to turn to Christ and put faith in the precious blood, and that soul is an elected soul, safe as safe could be, as safe as we often say, as though you were already in heaven. Now, if you haven't trusted Him, wouldn't you like to be sheltered? Wouldn't you like to be safe? Trust Him today as your own personal Savior. And we guarantee you, upon the authority of God's precious Word, you would be one of the elect and safe as it's possible to be. Thank you, friends, for listening in. We trust that you have profited from what you have heard. And if so, we'd like to know it. This address would reach us, Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas. Meantime, may you be abundantly blessed of our God is our daily prayer.